Welcome to another episode of Pawshaw Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Pawshaw Point comes from Balak, and it goes from Numbers 22:2 to Numbers 25:9. This Torah portion tells the story of Balak, who hires Balaam to curse Israel. It also tells the story of Balaam's talking donkey, and the story of how Balaam blessed Israel rather than cursing them. The Pawshaw concludes with a story of many Israelite men committing idolatry and fornication with the daughters of Moab and Midian. Phinehas stops the plague caused by this depravity by killing one of the couples who are engaging in pagan worship. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about self-control in the midst of frustration. We are all emotional people, and we feel deeply. That's how God created us. But a problem arises when we assume our feelings reflect the absolute truth of any situation. Our feelings reflect only how we interpret a situation. New information, or another perspective, however, often leads to a different interpretation. Consider the story of Balaam's donkey. Balaam was riding his donkey, but the donkey kept turning from the path and eventually crushed Balaam's foot against a wall. Balaam's immediate reaction was to beat his donkey. Why? Because Balaam was emotional. He felt like his donkey was trying to make him feel foolish. Numbers 22. Then Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a fool of me. I wish I had a sword in my hand, for then I would kill you." Because Balaam felt foolish, he reacted to this situation by beating and cursing his donkey. But his donkey wasn't trying to make Balaam feel foolish. In reality, the donkey was saving Balaam's life. What Balaam didn't know at the time was that the angel of Yahweh was going to kill him if he continued down a certain path. Numbers 22. And the angel of Yahweh said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to oppose you because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely just now I would have killed you and let her live." Based on the information Balaam had before the angel of Yahweh confronted him, his feelings were understandable. However, his actions, that is, beating his donkey, were not a good example of how we should handle our feelings. After all, Balaam knew his donkey his entire life. He should have known better. He should have stopped, taken a deep breath, and looked around before immediately reacting out of hurt and anger. Balaam eventually found out what was really going on, but it was only after he had already reacted in a hurtful way. How often have you reacted from your hurt feelings, which led you to do or say something you later regretted? Like Balaam, how often have you lashed out at people who were simply trying to warn you about going down a destructive path? How often have you cursed those who care about you and severed relationships because people offended you? Unlike Balaam, we must not immediately assume that we have all the facts or that we know someone's true motives. We must avoid reacting to a situation by saying or doing something hurtful. We must lead our feelings instead of letting our feelings lead us. Additionally, we should consider that our friends who are willing to offend us are most likely trying to help us. A true friend is willing to rebuke you. You might think they are being a complete jerk in the moment, but sometimes God speaks through a donkey. Be humble, and instead of reacting out of emotion, try listening to what they have to say. Thank you for joining us for another Pawshaw Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.